Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris Adam One Podcast, episode 160. How y'all living? I'm living swell. 100, we made it to 160 episodes. That's amazing, particularly since I only do these things once a week. I do want to apologize. I did not upload an episode Saturday, so if you're listening to this episode when it premieres Monday, keep this little trinkle of information that we'll be back on our regular scheduled programming next Saturday. So this is going to be a short week. You're going to have two episodes this week, all right? But nevertheless, I'm the best. Let's get into it and let's address it. I felt like enough time was separated where people who are fans of this show got the chance and the ability to watch the season ending of The Walking Dead. I was going to do it last week, but I felt like, you know, people that are listening to this podcast, I didn't want to spoil anything, and I'm still not going to spoil the things that transpired in this last episode. So I'm going to just tip around and not leak out anything that, you know, let's just, I just assume everyone has watched the last and final chapter of The Walking Dead. But nevertheless, there's probably people out there that are going to watch it at a later date. After all, we had Thanksgiving and we had a lot of stuff, and you know, people have busy lives, okay? So we're going to talk about The Walking Dead. No spoilers. We're not going to go into detail of the story. I will tip around the story and tell you guys my verdict, what I felt about it. We're also going to be talking about the future when it comes to The Walking Dead universe. That was a bombshell in itself, and we all got the opportunity to check out moving forward with The Walking Dead moving forward. So basically, this episode was called Rest in Peace, or was it Rest in Pieces? No, I know it was Rest in Peace, and it was the final grand finale of The Walking Dead. Now, basically, a lot of stuff that was talked about in this season that was unable to be wrapped in previous episodes of The Walking Dead of this particular season got its opportunity to put a nice bow on it. I felt like the Commonwealth, that was the government of the Commonwealth, and it had like a Donald Trump theme to it, where you had radicals in that were in these high positions of this new established government, and they're still doing politics 101, saying one thing but doing something totally different. You know, and the governor, they sort of tied an ending to her that was easily predictable. I felt like there were no surprises. There was one surprise that threw me a curveball. I didn't expect them to do this. And like I said, we're not going to spoil anything. We're not going to spoil anything like spoiled milk. But they did tie a bow to the Commonwealth, the Madam Governor. They tied a bow to her. And how they reached to that conclusion, I knew that they was going to write this in, okay? Not because I was, I follow a bunch of Walking Dead communities. I don't follow any, but nevertheless, I felt like that ending to her was predictable. I felt like if they would have went the more popular way, everyone thought how this was going to end with the Madam Governor, You know, that would have threw me a curveball, sort of, because I felt this when I was watching all the episodes to this season of The Walking Dead. I knew this was going to be her demise and her end. Now, moving forward, they sort of tied the bow to people that were working in the Commonwealth, and tied the bow to a lot of relationships with you know, with the current group of characters, the popular characters of The Walking Dead, and how it ended. There was a bunch of people suggesting that they're going to have spinoff shows with Dale, Negan. They were going to have these spinoff shows, as well as, you know, I really hate to, the two iconic popular characters of The Walking Dead, who left The Walking Dead seasons ago, are going to make their appearance into the Walking Dead universe in their own universe and in their own show. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So, but I felt like this show sort of wanted to quickly tie bows around the stories that and the characters that we've been following, not only this season but previous seasons as well. Like I said, the Madam Governor was very predictable, and let's just start off with Eugene incident. I felt like that was very predictable. I had a feeling it was going to go that route. I just did not feel when you're talking about Eugene and the characters that play in his story, that was, you know, I knew that was going to pretty much happen with Eugene and his situation. Dale, I felt like the first 10 to 15 minutes of The Walking Dead, it wasn't predictable, but I felt like it was rushed. It wasn't carefully written or, you know, set up the proper way. And I don't want to give the Walking Dead show a bad mark on this, but I felt like just this season alone, just this season, I felt like everything was spiraling very fast. They just didn't have enough time to develop the story properly, and they didn't have enough time to establish the new characters and following their path and developing very slowly and carefully. I just think that was more of a time restraint. You know, we all have known for quite some time now that they was going to, this was going to be the last season of The Walking Dead. I do feel like if they was green-litted another season, I felt like that would have been enough time to close a lot of these chapters a little bit carefully, a lot of these stories very carefully. And I felt like the story as it was written in the last episode, I think a lot of ideas they utilized for that episode, they probably would not reach to that conclusion. A couple of people done RIP'd on the show. Two of them I knew that they was going to kill off. If you was paying attention to The Walking Dead this season. And it was two of the characters that are not popular you know, two of the characters that no one really are concerned or cared about. And they were just really two characters, in my humble opinion, that were fill-ins, all right? Particularly in certain segments and certain periods in these episodes, they just needed something to focus on and talk about. None of these two characters are important. That's what I, from my perspective, that's what I gathered. Now, they did X off someone who is extremely beloved and popular on the final season of the Walking Dead, and the way how she met her demise was kind of weird. The way how they filmed it and written it in, it sounded like a superhero came straight from Marvel. Like I said, I'm trying to not give away too many details of this episode, but there was a period in the final episode where they were trapped and they had zombies everywhere, and they were climbing, the survivors were climbing to another room. Two of them made it, but one didn't, and fell into the crowd of zombies, and everyone thought that that was it. And then one of them had the child, so the child, as well as this character, fell down the pit of zombies just swarming everywhere, and you just assumed that that was it. And then 2 seconds after that, this individual just pops out, swinging the club around and getting back on the pole and climbing back up and making it back into and the arms of the survivors. I felt like, looking back at it now, I kind of felt like that was I think they should have put that on the burner, the back burner. And if they could have thought of something else to replace that, fine. But I would have been fine with them, that meeting the cutting room floor. It was so generic. It was non-believable. Yes, even in the Walking Dead universe, even though this is a fictional story, you want to make sense and you want to have believable moments. This didn't make sense, and this did not make it. This wasn't a believable moment. I just felt like it was very generic. It felt like it was fairly rushed. And like I said, if they would have had more time, maybe a couple of episodes, you know, they probably wouldn't have done it this way. But due to time constraints, another thing I want to talk about, and like I said, we all knew that The Walking Dead, the OG Walking Dead, was going to, this was going to be the final season for that show. I felt like this last episode should have been more than an hour and 10 minutes, in my humble opinion. I felt like this should have been a 2-hour show, or if you want to make it an hour and 30 minute show. But just like the episode before this episode and the episode, the episode that came before this episode, I felt like all the stuff was rushing real fast. And like I said, I felt like from my humble opinion, they just did not have enough time to tell the story they wanted to. I'm pretty sure when they a look back on how they written this scene and how they produced it, and the actors and the director and the writers, when they get their chance to talk about this, you're going to hear rumbles and whispers of, well, it was time constraints, it was very stressful, and we was trying to tell it the way we wanted to tell it, but unfortunately we just did not have the time to tell it the way we wanted to tell it. So we just had to just push this out. And the end, and like I said earlier with the with the Madam Governor. I knew that was going to happen. But when you got to the end of this show, you know, everyone has, you know, are going their separate ways. You know, there was a rumor out there that Dale and I forgot the lady's name, the older lady, they had a bond like no other. They was going to do their own spinoff show of The Walking Dead. And I talked about this among my friends. I felt like out of all the rumors, I felt like this was, if this would have came true, I just don't think this would have made it. Out of all the spinoffs, I felt like this one was going to get, you know, the less support, and it would not be greenlit no more than maybe 2 seasons. All right. And like I said, I forgot the ladies now. I should have written all this stuff down. But she said that, and this is, you know, I'm not spoiling anything at this moment, because everyone knew about these moments. Basically, she said she did not want to uproot her family to do this spinoff show. And she decided not to. So they just ended her character, you know, just ended the character there, and they go on their separate ways. Dale doing his thing, she's doing her thing. I felt like that was sort of weird. And when you look and when you listen to the dialogue and when you just listen and when you watch the two characters, it just came off very, very weird. And it just felt like it needing more to make this believable. Or, I mean, they have spent so much time with each other during this whole duration of The Walking Dead for them to just say, you know, he's at the gate. You say your goodbyes, give me a hug, we'll meet again, and then boom, that's it, okay? I just felt like there should have been more meat on that bone with that particular moment, okay? Negan, you know, you see Dale looking at Negan. Negan walks out, walks off, and he goes off onto his own adventure. And it left a lot in the imagination. Like, did his wife come along? What about the wife and the baby? I mean, what's going on with that dynamic? Okay. And then we hear that him and Maggie was going to do a show. They were going to do their own spinoff in New York, from what I hear. And now we don't know what's going on with that. Now, you know, a lot of people saying that the Negan Walking Dead universe, you know, is being written. But I'm under the impression from what I'm hearing is that they're in the developmental stages. They got a script, and they got a story that they're going to use as a guide, but they haven't put anything concrete as far as multiple scripts and multiple characters. So we're not even sure Maggie is part of this new spinoff, Negan spinoff to The Walking Dead. I do feel like this is going to be extremely popular because a lot of people are huge fans of, and I forgot his real name, but Negan, he has gotten very popular since he's been introduced on The Walking Dead. You know, he went from this super villain to now this this heroic character that has flaws, and I think that's going to be very impressive for his rendition of the Walking Dead. Now, I do feel like the two characters that has been the focal point of The Walking Dead for a long time, I'm not going to spoil that because I feel like that's a bigger moment. The way how they was telling their story one would assume that these are going to be two separate episodes. One from her perspective and trying to find him, and one from his perspective trying to survive with his captures, okay? But you also see a New York theme around him. Now, there have been a lot of rumors going around that Negan's Walking Dead is going to be in a New York setting. So are they going to have parallel plot twists that could be connected with all three of them possibly? Okay. So we don't know even if Negan's going to be in New York City. He might be in Washington City. He might be Washington, D.C. He might be in Chicago. He might be in L.A., all right? Or he might be in some foreign land, okay? But I feel like out of all the three shows that are set in stone, which, by the way, these shows are going to premiere in 2023. So you got Negan, you got Dale, and then you got the surprise of the two characters that's been established in The Walking Dead for a long time. I'm not going to say their names because I'm pretty sure people want to be surprised on their own. And we'll just skip past that. But when you're talking about Negan, possibly Maggie, and Dale, but just stay on focus on those two shows. I feel like the Dale one is going to be the weakest link. I feel like Dale is a popular character, and I have nothing against Dale as a character. However, he doesn't have a dynamic background. He doesn't really have a story that entrenches you into following along. Dale is a supporting character with not a lot of serious lines. He hasn't said anything spectacular that we still know from other previous Walking Dead characters. I feel like Dale is a supporting character who's very quiet. He's very humble. He doesn't have an edge about him. If you push him, he will push back. Character-wise, Dale is not a glamorous type of character. All right. Now with Negan and the possibility of Maggie being introduced on this Walking Dead, that's going to be a very popular show because of Negan. But they will have to explain through these episodes what happened to Negan and his wife, what happened to Maggie and her son, because obviously these two individuals are not going to bring, she's not going to bring her kid there, and he's probably not going to bring his wife there that's still expecting. So there's a lot of people that are speculating that, and putting their aluminum foil green tin hats on and speculating that, you know, maybe they kill Negan's wife and their baby, which that will tilt Negan over and cross him over to the old Negan. I don't think that's going to truly happen, but they're going to have to explain that. But between the two shows, I feel like the Negan one's going to be extremely popular, okay? But other than that, when I watched the last episode of The Walking Dead, and it's done, it's in the books, I just had this empty moment of wanting more. And you know that happens with any season finale show. You're always going to have those feelings, but I really had a hunger for more, and I felt like there were more questions than answers, and also felt like I just felt like it was empty. It was, it had no feelings in it. It was just, hey, let's just rush through this last episode, because it was just simply the last episode. And I felt horrible about it. I have friends that watched The Walking Dead on a religious basis, and they came to that same conclusion to themselves. I felt like they really rushed very fast to get this episode out of the way. And I do feel like, and this is me saying this, I haven't gotten it from anyone else. It felt like we're so busy trying to write stories for the other spinoff shows, we really don't have enough time to put in this last show. And it is the last show. The ratings don't reflect that a lot of people are liking this show. Therefore, why am I going to waste all of my energy and my emotions in this show when people don't even care if this is the last show or not? That's what I'm feeling with The Walking Dead. They just totally, and it felt sort of like it was botched on purpose. Like they totally botched this episode on purpose. And this episode could have done a lot of extraordinary, amazing things. And I just felt so empty after watching the final episode, knowing that there's no more episodes after that. You know, there may be some behind the scenes, you know, there may be some, some explain videos on why they chose that moment for a lot of those characters. But I feel like from this forward on, they're gonna utilize their money, time, and resources on promoting the new spinoff show. I think they're just done with The Walking Dead. And, you know, it is what it is. Either you like it or you hate it, but we're moving on. And that's what I felt like from this show. This show could have been so special. It should have been special. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's all I got for The Walking Dead. I'm not saying that I was better off not watching it, but it just wasn't a good episode in my humble opinion. I could be wrong about it, but hey, it is what it is. Well, that's all I got for today, guys. Tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe. I will let you guys know in advance. I will have another, I'm Chris the Don One podcast. This was 160. 161 will be making its way Saturday on its regular scheduled time. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't come out with an episode this past Saturday, but it was Thanksgiving. Your boy got mad busy. So I will see you guys on the next one. Okay. Outro.